It's 8:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. After being bolstered by a second-place finish in South Carolina's primary, Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio campaigned in Arkansas yesterday. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has a story.
There is one man who can unify all factions of the Republican Party, can march us down the field, and deliver a victory in November.
State Senator Bart Hester, who is Rubio's state chairman, made the introduction.
And it is my absolute honor to introduce you today, who I believe is the 45th president of the United States, Marco Rubio.
An enthusiastic crowd greeted Senator Rubio at the State House Convention Center.
I am glad to be here in Arkansas. Thank you so much.
He argued he is the one candidate in his party who can win the general election.
The Democrats know this. They attack me more than any other Republican in this race because they know that if I'm our nominee, we win. Why? Because number one, I'm going to unify this party when I'm our nominee. We have to come together. Look, if we're still fighting against each other in July, in August, in September, in October, we will lose.
Rubio never mentioned his Republican opponents, taking aim instead at the two Democrats vying for the nomination. On Senator Bernie Sanders, Rubio told the crowd,
"He's a Democratic socialist. And that doesn't make any sense to me. Democratic socialist, there's like dozens of socialist countries in the world. If you want to live in a socialist country, move to a socialist country. We want to be America." There's another candidate running. You may have heard of her. She used to have a house here. Her name is Hillary Clinton. Oh, so you've heard of her. Okay. Well, she's not qualified to be president of the United States. She's not qualified. Hillary Clinton is under FBI investigation, okay? Because she took classified information and put it on her private server because she thinks she's above the law.
With just over a week before Election Day, many in the crowd said they're still not sure who they'll vote for. 23-year-old Hannah London said she wanted to hear what Rubio had to say as she's educating herself about the candidates.
I'm still learning. I like him, though. Just his views on things.
She came to the rally with her dad, who didn't want to give his name, but said he's somewhat skeptical.
I like Marco in that he's, right now he's claiming his Christianity, but I just want to know if it's for real or if it's just in the Bible Belt or if he's going to do it in the liberal states. I'm old enough to know, you know, what politics is. They need us for our votes. But other than that, after they get there, the story changes.
Arkansas was one of three states Rubio visited Sunday. He also spoke at rallies in Tennessee and Nevada. Meanwhile, Senator Ted Cruz is to visit Arkansas next weekend. A campaign official told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that the senator from Texas will make his third visit to the state next Sunday at a yet-to-be-determined location. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.